August 26, 2015. In Virginia, television journalist Allison Parker was doing her job. It was 6:46 in the morning. She was just interviewing someone working for a CBS affiliate. Job I've done 1,000 times. Job you've watched people do 1,000,000 times. But for Allison, something horrific happened. A gunman, mentally ill, former reporter actually, came in and shot her cameraman, Adam Ward, and then murdered Allison. She was trying to escape. The worst part is the gunman recorded the incident on a GoPro. That's right, a GoPro camera. And uploaded it, and it went viral. People wanted to watch the murders on TV, online. And then Facebook said, you know what, we'll remove it. Don't worry. All of our platforms, Instagram, Facebook, we own them all. We will do that so Allison Parker's parents and loved ones will not have to be viewed. But we've spoken about this on this program before. Here we are in 2021. And guess what? Facebook has not done it. Well, Allison's father, Andy Parker, who is a gun control activist and the author of the book For Allison, The Murder of a Young Journalist and Her Father's Fight for Gun Safety, is on here to ask Facebook again, do your job, do the right thing. Mr. Parker joins us now. Sir, it's a pleasure to welcome you back. Always an honor to have you on the program. Facebook is facing lots of hearings right now. But here's a broken promise. Why hasn't Facebook kept their promise?
Evan, thanks for having me on the program. And I appreciate your letting me share my experience and my voice here. But, you know, the answer to that question is it's unfortunately, it's, you know, cynically, they realize that murder videos, including Allison's, which is probably the most famous now, it's a moneymaker for them. And I have to give a shout out to Frances Haugen, who testified before the Senate Judiciary Committee last week.
Right.
You know, it's one thing for me to say, you know, these videos are still up. They're monetizing it. They know how to take this stuff down and they won't do it. She nailed it. I mean, she exposed Facebook. And the same can be said for, you know, YouTube and Google, because we filed an FTC complaint against them. It's almost 2 years ago. But they simply don't want to do it because they monetize it. And it's, you know, they want to keep people engaged on the platform. And that's what they do. And literally, to the examples of the videos that, you know, that a gentleman that works with me that's seen this thing way more times than he should, because I can't. You know, he flagged them to Facebook like you're quote unquote supposed to do, playing whack-a-mole. And you know, we included that in the FTC complaint, and guess and when I was on CNN night before last, Facebook, they reached out, CNN reached out to Facebook, they said, oh no, they're all gone. Well, guess what? They're still up. They just lied. They're still up. They lie like you and I breathe.
Andy Parker, father of Allison Parker, who now says, and it's hard to argue, Mr. Parker, Facebook knows they're profiting from your daughter's murder and others, and you're saying they just lie about it. Have they had the humanity to even look at you in the eye and talk to you about this?
No. No, Facebook certainly hasn't. We've had, you know, my team at Georgetown University Civil Rights Law Clinic, we've had a video conference with some of the higher-ups with YouTube, and they just, you know, they just flat out, it was almost like they watched Mark Zuckerberg at some of these hearings, and he had this wide-eyed look of innocence of like, well, you know, there's nothing wrong. We're really trying. And that's they looked at him and then said, thought, well, you know, we need to adopt that approach. And that's exactly what it was like. I mean, they just denied that, you know, that this stuff was still up. that, you know, we're working really hard. And, you know, every time they issue a statement, which we've all seen, it's like, you know, violence has no place in on our platforms and yada, yada, yada. It's like they hit the play button on, you know, a pre-record. And it's the same stuff I've been hearing for 5 years. And yet,
they do nothing.
Platform does anything.
They do nothing.
Nope.
And
because they know that they don't have to. You know, that's the problem. They know they are, because there is no, they don't have exposure to any kind of liability because of Section 230.
Yeah, and here's the thing, Mr. Parker. I think the other thing is, and I will shout out to Vice magazine, who recently covered this, and we were reading the Vice story, mm-hmm. so we always shout out to Vice and other media outlets yep. who do good work here, and Vice did great work on yep. this program as well, on this issue. But Mr. Parker, what is doubly painful is if you are the family of a victim, like your daughter, Allison, it's like, it's your job to keep reporting it. It's like, let us re-victimize you again and again and again so you can, like, they have monitors. They know it. They've got algorithms. This is not hard for you. We get targeted ads on every damn thing that we do. They've got an algorithm. Anytime anything like that shows up about your daughter, it could be ripped down, and yet they put the responsibility on you and your families to do it. Like, it's crazy.
It is crazy. You know, we should not be self-policing. You know, that's what the crux of the FTC complaint is that they're violating their terms of service, which they state we don't allow this to happen. But yet, when it's like, there's a video out there that's objectionable, the onus is on me or someone else that's in a similar position, and we shouldn't have to be doing that. And it is playing whack-a-mole, because as soon as you report that, if it comes down, which chances are it's not, another one will come, you know, pop right back up.
So what do you need to do now? Like, like you're talking to Canadians here. I know you're talking to Americans. Canadians, yeah. by the way, have the same issue. What do you want done?
Well, Congress, the easy fix to this is that Congress must act. You know, the FTC is just sort of a first step, and it's more of a, you know, let's get Congress's attention and hope that the FTC actually rules on this, and then gets, you know, so that Congress can then turn around and go, you know, we need to do something. They've been talking about this. You know, there's one thing that I agree with Mark Zuckerberg on is, you know, the time for hearings is over. We know that, you know, we can trot him in there. They've heard from him. They've heard from me. They've heard from Francis Haugen. It's time to act. And the simple fix is, you do away with that liability, or the immunity from liability, because if Google and Facebook all of a sudden get hit with thousands of legitimate lawsuits, they'll stop that. I mean, it's death by a thousand cuts. And if they're forced to go to court, that's when they'll fix it. But Congress has to act.
Yeah, I mean, the question and the big thing that people say, I have very big empathy for the Parker family. The problem is, I don't want big government censoring the internet. That's what, you know, you run into that. What's your response to that?
Sure. Well, you know, there's a limit to free speech, right? You can't yell fire in a theater, and showing and making money from murder videos, that's not free speech. That's savagery. It's unconscionable.
I agree with you.
Society,
you don't have to draw a big line. It's a murder video. Pull it.
It's a murder video. It's not news. I mean,
I get it.
Yeah, to a degree, it's news, but it's, you know, you can say
it's exploitation. Yeah. We know it when we see it. We don't need a lawyer to tell us. Mr. Parker,
that's right.
I love having you on the program, sir. We stand with you and your family and the fight that you've got to stop people profiting off this horrible tragedy, and your bravery and your willingness to talk is honorable and inspiring. Thank you, sir.